Welcome to Parenting Matters Now, a source of parenting advice a few minutes at a time. Do you teach your children to meditate? Hi, this is Dr. Roger Smith with Parenting Matters Now. I want to talk about meditation, and you may be picturing someone sitting on a pillow or somewhere with their legs crossed and their arms out and they're humming. Or there is a form of meditation that is more of a spiritual exercise, but I want to talk about meditating from a standpoint of thinking deeply. This morning I was meditating on a passage of scripture, a psalm, and was thinking deeply about the meaning of the words and applications in my life and in the current culture. And so I would encourage you to train yourself to meditate, which means that you have to slow down enough to actually think and think through. And thinking about things often means that you stop and ask a question. What does it really say here? And what does it mean for me today? And how should I respond to this? Is this true? Any number of questions. But that's what I mean by meditate. And we actually can train our children to meditate. And that means that they can listen to a story and begin to think through, what is the message there? What's the message for me? Is this message true? Is this something I should respond to? And in this day and age, it seems that there is a lot more reaction to things that we see and hear and less thinking through all the issues at hand. And that's something that you can train your children to begin to do. And a good time to do it, especially with small children, is in the car. And oftentimes, you can tell when children are thinking about something because they'll get quiet. And maybe they're in the back seat, in the car seat, and you've talked to them about something, and they seem to be quiet, and they're not asleep. And it's good for us to give them time to think through things, and then later say, what have you been thinking about? And walk through their thoughts with them. And so we need to do some thinking, but we also need to train our children to think. And whenever we read books to the small children, oftentimes we will read the words on the page and there will be pictures there. And I will watch their eyes as they are looking all over the page and determine by their reaction, their interaction with the page, and their apparent thinking as to when to turn the page. It's not just when the words have run out, because we want to give them space to begin to think about it, what was said and what else is in the picture. What else is going on there? And so in those small ways, we can train our children to meditate or to think about things. And so it is a very good exercise. Now, there is also the spiritual component of meditation. You may read in the current culture about, you know, emptying your mind and listening to your inner spirit or your inner soul, or, you know, and that's a totally different aspect of meditation. What I'm encouraging to do is to help your children to have space in their life to think. And that requires a little quietness. So, train your children to meditate. Oh, I wanted to use a little poem here, and I looked out for some poems that might be an example. And sometimes poetry is a great opportunity to meditate. Here's another thing I want you to think about. Sometimes you can think about the relationships in your life. And this past weekend, I spent some time with friends and we went on this little boating trip. It gave me a time when I saw the picture of this to think about the people in the picture, how I felt with them, about them, how they've changed my life. And sometimes that is a way that we can meditate, is we can just look at some of our photographs. That's another thing. So whether you read a poem, read a story, look at pictures, that helps your children learn to meditate. This is Dr. Roger Smith with Parenting Matters Now.
Subscribe to Parenting Matters Now for more advice, or go to rogersmithmd.com to search for more topics. See you next time.